like we're going to take a musical adventure through romance, tracing the arc of some of the best love songs, I think, my favorites anyway, from the last century. Some that I discovered later on. This is an Etta James song.
That's how the spell was cast. Thank you. Thank you.
trees don't work, I guess the next desperate measure is to head for the bar. But I'm just sticking one of mine at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. embarrass all the time to be like, I'm very, I'm unproducible. Let's just call it that way. Right. So as soon as we got divorced, I said, look, let's do this album, you can produce me now. So we made the record, and we're going to make another one. And he picked all of this material, and we were all like, oh my God, that's all my darkest material. And he's a flash and on Prozac. So for the rest of your evening's entertainment, we're going to wrestle with show business. The first song is going along the cross because it applies to just about everything. It's personal conduct through this world, and especially, you know, in the firmament. The song is called Be Cool. And I threw this in just to kind of like the rest of that. artists have always had a difficult time where creativity meets business. You know, they're the troops of art. There's a, you want to make a kind of political statement tonight, you know, I'm really not well enough informed to do it, but Henley's on the war path, and it concerns me too, it concerns all of us. The record company's trying to fleece us yet again, you know, and they snuff a lullaby where they own our masters. Well, they always own our masters. We, you know, they loan us money to make a record, and when we get paid, when we get that paid back, that's basically how it works. And then they own that work, and they can exploit it forever. And that was kind of an unwritten law, but it just didn't seem quite just because there are a lot of artists that end up broke in old age. And if they sell their publishing, young artists, don't sell your publishing when you get into it. They'll tell you they need to, don't do it. That's your own expansion. You know, if you all resist, they'll want 50%. That's the only thing that you're going to live on, because by your second contract, they don't promote you anymore. It's better to get young artists real and up real quick, and the less talented they are, the better. Just make them cute, put up with it. But for those of us who need an imperial catalog, they want that forever, and they snuck in a law. There used to be kind of loopholes where maybe we could get it back, you know, because they screwed us on our first contracts when we were innocent. And, now they kind of snuck in a law that's blocking our ability to get that back. And so that's kind of vaguely what's going on. But anyway, it sort of suits my mood for this part of the show because I get to whine about it. So he approached Beethoven, and at that time Beethoven's fame was pretty much limited to Germany and Austria. And he said, look, you know, I've got an idea. I've got this wonderful music box. If you were to write a piece of music and stick in a little piece of the French national anthem, a little piece of the English, you know, these people like to do things that are familiar. Just stick a snippet of it in there, and then I'll make a brass roll of it. We'll have it performed in France and in London. Then we'll sell these things to all the rich people, because rich people are like children. They don't know what to do with their money, and they don't really want toys. So Beethoven said, that was the music business at that time, was the courts. So it was rich people. They hadn't really figured out how to get the pennies off the people, like the church. They eventually. So Beethoven said, repugnant, the whole idea stinks, you know, and he said, oh, God, you know, the trouble with you, Beethoven, you know, your music is much too diverse, you know, and you have no sense of showmanship. Do it, and we'll get fat, you know, we'll be independently wealthy. So anyway, I don't know how I did it, I wasn't there, but he pleaded and entreated, and finally, Beethoven got the letter, he wrote this piece of music. It was a huge hit in France. It was a huge hit in England. They sold a lot of music boxes. He probably got screwed in a deal, even though the guy was his friend. That's the tradition. But anyway, he was really depressed about it, because now he was internationally famous, but it was for the worst piece of shit that he ever wrote.
To
call yourself a man. Think what you like to have in the summer. We'll take a walk upon the bridge of a dream. Thank you. Thank you.
book for this one.